Hello! Welcome to another episode of Chatbox Podcast. Today's music is called Midnight Lover by Rofeu, or R-O-F-E-U. Enjoy. Hey, Paula.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. How's Lost going? We're watching a lot of Lost right now.
We are watching all of Lost. So Nate and I made a deal.
We're halfway through season 3.
He learns Italian.
I did not learn any Italian.
Watch Lost.
Lost?
Lost.
While you watch it, while you watch Lost. Yeah, I definitely got a better deal here, I think. Because we're not learning Italian anymore.
We're not. Yeah, we're learning Spanish now because we're moving to Arizona, and they probably speak Spanish over Italian.
But that's...
Just a guess!
That's other stuff going
just
on.
Just a guess.
Yeah.
So I'm learning Spanish now.
Yay.
Wait, is it estoy or soy? Estoy...
Estoy.
Estoy aprendiendo español.
Yeah, you are learning Spanish now.
Nice.
Congratulations.
I know what I'm doing.
Perfecto. Excelente.
Gracias.
Incredible.
Gracias. Gracias.
All right, we should probably roll the music now.
Roll it!
Paula Nate here.
Welcome to Chatbox. This week we are going over things that we are planning for our secret tunnel.
Project. Yeah.
Secret tunnel.
You decided last week for our challenge for this week was to create a game plan for two things. One, a game plan for our next upcoming super secret project.
Yep.
And two,
a game plan for this podcast.
And we did not make a game plan for this podcast.
I made a game plan. Do you want to hear?
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
What's your game plan?
That after the end of this month...
How dare you?
We are no longer continuing Chatbox.
I go back and forth. I know I was being a grumpy pants in the last couple weeks about it, but you also make a great point. Why? We haven't even started the next thing yet. Or do you think starting this project... is the next thing already? Or you just don't want to do this podcast anymore?
I just feel like your heart isn't in it, and so my heart isn't in it, and my heart isn't in it, so your heart isn't in it.
So you're saying
no one's heart is in it.
No one's heart is in it because the other person's heart isn't in it.
Yeah.
So your heart would be in it if I was in on it.
I think I would be much more invested. I was more invested from the get-go, I think. And I stayed invested for a long time.
I was invested, too. I'm a busy person.
Exactly.
And for that reason, some of the challenges, I just wasn't able to do that.
Not super invested, yeah.
Well, no, there's a couple I slacked off on, but there's also a couple that like I did a lot of stuff. I think it just varied from like week to week, you know?
Yeah. But now we don't even like... type in descriptions. We don't care whether people discover us or not.
I never did to begin with. I never typed in descriptions to begin with. I just wanted to keep it short and simple.
Yeah.
Just one line descriptions. Because people don't read them on podcasts. They don't read the descriptions.
Yeah, but they do. That's the whole reason why people even select podcasts.
They select it based on the title and the first sentence of the description. I do one sentence descriptions, and I think that suffices. I think that's good enough.
I think
we're a big hit in Asia.
No, on Facebook, all of our fans or all of our likes are from.
No idea what we're doing.
Asia. Oh well.
Oh well.
Plus, like Chatbox. I mean,
how's our Instagram?
At the end of the day, Instagram, we're like under 100. We're just under 100.
It's funny how that froze.
Followers.
We were gradually increasing when we were
92 followers.
Doing this. Fascinating.
I just think, neither of our hearts are in this anymore, and it's become a chore.
It's become a chore?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is the second to last episode. Sorry that it's so...
This is the third to last episode.
Gracious. Second to last.
Third to last.
We have
because we have to write each other poems and apology letters because we're both ending this. So
you're right.
We're going to do this episode and the chit-chat box that goes with it on the Thursday. Then we're going to do the next episode, which is the ending of the book club of that book and the episode
Robert
that goes
Cialdini
with it.
And then influence.
There's one more final episode after that, which will be apology letters to
apology
each other.
Apology letters
and poems.
Poems.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, fine.
That's kind of sad now.
It was always sad.
It was always sad?
Yeah.
What was?
I'm mourning a lot of things. I'm mourning... Okay, so this new project, can we tell them?
Yeah, we're essentially just not rebranding.
We're not rebranding.
We're repurposing what we are going to do on the internet
we
on a weekly basis.
We are going to start a YouTube channel called About Average, and it's going to come out in January 2021.
Yeah.
And it's basically going to be this podcast, but videos and cut better and probably a little bit more informative. And we're going to do, like, longer-term challenges.
Yeah.
Like, I'm planning as one of my first videos. We're releasing a video a week. One of my first videos is going to be doing the whole 30.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. Is it... Okay, look, we're picking a new project.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be doing YouTube videos now instead of podcasts. And we're just taking a little temporary gap before we come back. Is it really a sad thing? It's just transforming into the 2.0 version of what we could do.
It is so sad. I am so sad.
You've just been in a sad mood lately.
I'm so sad. I might be PMSing. You know what? I just realized that. We thought I was hangry earlier, which I probably was, but maybe I'm just PMSing.
Maybe.
Hmm.
Well, I didn't bring that up. Anyways, new project that we're going to be working on.
So, yeah, it's going to be called About Average.
That's pretty much it. And then we were challenged to start making a game plan for it.
Yeah. So if you guys have any suggestions, call us. Text us. Message us. DM us.
Huh.
Whatever you think would be interesting, let us know.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the secret project.
That's the secret project.
Secret project. Secret project.
Secret project. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's a lot to take in there.
For our secret project, About Average, we'd cut out that part. Now you guys don't have to deal with my bull.
Huh.
Sheet.
Well, I think we have a lot on our to-do list of things that we have to do to get ready for it.
We have so much. Yeah, so the plan for Chatbox, now you all know. We're sorry that it's delayed. And but there's, like, what, 3 people who listen?
Yeah.
And then random people that we don't know.
Yeah.
I
really wish we could talk to someone who listens to our podcast regularly that we do not know. I want to talk to a stranger who listens to our podcast. I still do. I'd be so happy if we could do that.
You hear that? You little punk? You little punk? We know that you're listening to us.
You can't bully
We know.
Them. You can't
so
bully
So you better
them.
Message my boyfriend, Nate.
Paula, you can't.
Or his girlfriend is going to beat you up.
Stop. You can't bully them into doing what you want to do. They got to reach out to you.
You better reach out or I'm gonna find you.
Man, we've really hit a low point with this podcast, haven't we?
I just don't care anymore.
Oh no.
Did I ever care? Yeah, I did.
Hmm.
All right, well, going
it's
into our
nostalgic
plan, what's nostalgic?
This podcast.
Yeah. Do-do-do-do. Let's go over all of our favorite things about this podcast.
Okay.
What were some of the highlights, Nate?
My
highlight was that I got to talk to you.
Yeah, that was my highlight as well.
I beat you to it, so you have to come up with a different one.
Okay, I got a triple braided pretzel.
Uh-huh.
During the...
That was one of the first challenges, wasn't
7
it?
Days of rejection,
that
but
was
I did
a good one.
All 7 my rejections...
In a day.
In a day.
Within two hours, right?
It was in an hour.
Jeez.
And I went to a pretzel stand and I asked for a triple braided pretzel. And they gave me a triple braided pretzel. It was crazy.
Precious.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really funny. They're like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, I'll pay for it.
Wow.
And they're like, okay, we're going to make a triple
bacon pretzel. All right, I do.
That's man, a good highlight. It was really awkward.
It was?
It was painfully awkward.
Oh. I don't think this was on the podcast or like any sort of challenge, but one of the highlights was definitely finishing a half marathon for me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I just ran the distance, which is great.
Yeah.
It's beyond.
And then you decided I'm not going to do any more.
Yeah, I hate running so much. Fam, I woke up today and it literally, like, I was like, I made all these deals with myself. And it was perfect, too, because Nate was, like, asleep. He wasn't getting up, and I knew that. Right. And I got up, and I was ready to go, but then I just didn't want to run. And I even told myself, I was like, do not eat breakfast until you go on this damn run.
Right.
And I still hate running.
Yeah.
But I got my miles in, fam.
Some people have their things, other people don't, you know? And, like, here's the thing. Even though your original goal was to try to do the full marathon, you shot for the moon and land within the stars, and you still did your half, you know?
It's true.
That's kind of cool when you think about it.
I never really wanted to run, like, a marathon either. I just wanted to say that I ran 26.
Okay, fine. But, like, when I say run miles. A marathon in that aspect, I think what you were saying, you wanted to run 26.2 miles in a day or within the time period of a day or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe we'll have to save that for the YouTube project.
Yeah. Gross.
Gross.
I miss treadmills. You know what? That's like the biggest thing. If I could get back on a treadmill, I think I'd be more likely to be able to run. Because it's really like a mind thing for me. I just get so bored. Every single minute running is like a minute I watch painstakingly go by.
Yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah.
Now, 40-minute, like, weight training or, like, YouTube videos where we're, like, busting our butts.
Right.
Those are fun to me.
Those are fun for you?
Yeah. That's good. Literally, I even timed it. The reason why I chose 4 miles is because typically my pace is, like, around 9.
Yeah.
And I knew that I'd probably... Miles. Yeah, right. And I'd probably want to take, like, some walks. So I knew that it would, like, average out to a 10.
Right.
10 pace. And so I wanted to compare because, like, the last 3 days I've been doing, like, 45, 50-minute... like workouts. And I was like, it's just the same thing. It's just running.
Right.
I'll be outside, so I'll be able to see things.
Right.
But it's just, it doesn't do it for me.
It just doesn't do it for you.
I do not like it.
You do not like it.
Actively.
Huh.
So that's that.
That's that. Well, you learned that you do not like it.
All right. Well, other highlights
from the experience. Other highlights. Making all the crappy music.
Oh, yeah. All the crappy music. I did make that one song.
Your vocal song?
Yeah,
that was really good. Mine fell apart. That was a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah. What else?
I really can't think of anything too profound.
We wrote short stories.
Yeah. Jack the Rabbit or something like that. Or Joe the Rabbit. I don't even remember.
Yeah, it was like Jack the Rabbit or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And do you think killing all of his forest friends.
How do you think we've grown from this podcast?
Oh, man.
Do you think we have grown?
I think I just got used to habit.
Yeah.
I got used to like doing a podcast episode every single week.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because we held each other accountable for doing that.
Yeah.
And all my credit cards fell out of my wallet. That's not good.
9766.
What are you talking about?
Fake card info.
But yeah, I'd say the habit of doing a podcast. Like, I can confidently say, like, I know how to edit and do a podcast now, you know?
Yeah.
So that's cool.
It is cool.
Learned a new skill within the past 70 to 90 episodes we've done, depending on if you count the chit-chat boxes or not.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, truly, how many episodes? I think, like, habit, always knew I could do it. I think
we committed to a project that's more than a year long. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we get to strike that off the
How many projects do you ever, you know, commit to for over a year? Consistently, too. We didn't miss a single week.
We and really even if didn't. We
did miss one, we put a bonus episode in place of it. So that's pretty cool. Which
we didn't really have to do too often.
Yeah. And of course, you know, sometimes we did miss, like, publishing on time, but we just got it out the next day or something, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think we always got it out on... I think we missed once. Plus, our thought boxes have been so consistent.
On Instagram?
Yeah.
Yep.
We have a whole... little bit over 110 posts.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. We met people.
Yep. Candace. That's about it.
Candace.
Oh, and Angelica from A Little Bit of Everything with Me.
Yep.
Everyone else was a previously known guest.
Well, yeah, sure.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
This did lead to some adventure.
Yeah.
Definitely
done some pretty awkward things out of my comfort zone with this podcast.
Yeah, what was the craziest thing for you?
I mean, those 100 days of rejection or 7 days of rejection, that was pretty tough. I did 200 tire flips with 3 inches of snow on the ground.
Jeez.
And it was like 16 degrees out with like a wind chill of 7 or something.
Yeah, when we did our
Push It to the Limits challenge.
Yeah, I can't even remember all the stuff we've done. I'm going to pull up our podcast right now. We're going to go through these episodes.
We took awkward photos with your...
dating advice from exes. Yeah. That was like our 8th episode.
Yeah.
Talking with strangers. Oh, I remember talking with strangers. Oh, that one was tough. I got rejected from an entire book store.
Oh, man.
Like, just every single... Oh, it was awkward.
It's because you were forcing it on the people. Like, hey, can I have a conversation with you? Like, I remember when I did that episode, I just, like, casually talked to people around me. I was just like,
hey, do you have a moment to talk? And they were just like, no.
No.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
So already doing something.
But I guess, like, I honestly, I think, like, looking back now, like, I would say no to, like, stranger danger here. Oh,
my God. I went to a studio, a recording studio with Javon. And we got that one remix of Chatbox, and he made me rap, and I was terrible.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Do you remember the letters to yourself that you told me that you never finished?
Mm-hmm.
You little punk. I finished mine. I bet I could read it.
I
remember writing it.
Ex's best friends.
Calling our ex's best friends.
That was when I was in Canada in June on vacation, June 17th. There.
That's fun. Oh, do you remember doing cold showers and then you
I got didn't sick.
Finish?
I got sick.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did get sick.
Mm-hmm. Art class. Oh, I remember we made those things.
Mm-hmm.
Yours is still on the wall. I threw mine away. Worth
$1,000. You threw yours away?
Oh, do you remember when we were stuck on the phone for 12 hours?
Yeah, that was silly.
Oh my gosh, that was so funny.
That was so silly.
What a great episode. Or at least what a funny challenge. Mm. Did you like it?
It was all right.
I loved it.
Okay.
It was like having a little buddy in my pocket. Oh, and we had Nat. Nat was our first guest who challenged us to do a RuPaul Drag Race review. New Year's goals. Oh, TikTok famous. I took down all of our TikTok vids. I think I left like 3 up.
Yeah.
Oh, sensory deprivation tanks, the flow therapy thing. I forgot that was a challenge. I just remember that as like a fun little thing. Wow. Oh, the free thought. I remember doing those.
Pole dancing. Oh, yes! Man.
Pole dancing. That was so fun. When I moved to Arizona, I think that's where I'm going to really push to get...
Do that again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know it's ironic because, like, I was in New York, but it is a workout.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was in, like, the best shape of my life at 2 points. It was when I was pole dancing, and it was when I was still in college.
I'm excited for Arizona for the warmer weather, so I have no excuse not to work out outside anymore.
Well, then it's going to be too hot, dude.
Well, I'm going to try to adjust to the heat to the best of my abilities.
Yeah. Oh, the Make a Song with Vocals. Yeah. Guest show with Amanda. Followed by Angelica. Woo! We stand handstands. Oh, I remember that. We did handstands.
We didn't do handstands, did we?
Yeah.
Oh.
A week to do handstands, but I couldn't do it. And also you couldn't do handstands because you were afraid of kicking the ceiling or something.
Oh, see all these things?
Yeah.
The fire sprinklers, because I live in a very old building.
Mm.
That's what I was scared of. Yeah.
Dress your best. We tied on that one. Oh, the social media detoxing.
For you, and then I had to go on social media.
Yeah. Long distance relationships. Chit-chat box. Chit-chat boxes. Wow, good for us. Huh. Book clubs.
Hmm.
I don't think I listened to any of our episodes.
After that? Or any of them at all?
I used to, like, the first 30 I would listen to.
Yeah.
But then after that, it became very not...
right.
Not a priority.
Right.
But that's kind of the way of the artist. You create something and then you never want to look at it again. Just
let it go, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Be free. This will forever be up there now.
Yeah. So, we started doing those chit-chat boxes around episode 50. So, we actually done about 90 episodes.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
It is.
Well done. Good job to us.
Good job to us.
Are we... Oh, we have 4 more minutes?
Yeah, looks like it.
Mom.
So anyways, new project. Just letting people know, if the podcast ends, go look up other things.
Yeah, we'll be coming out in 2021 with About Average
on YouTube. Yep.
And we'll also still be doing podcast stuff, which we'll probably be putting more effort into, but we'll actually be making money because it'll be on a Patreon.
Well, it's all still to be determined.
Maybe.
Here you are dropping these things, whether it's actually true or not.
That's how I manifest things. I just tell everyone. And then you know what happens? People work to see your goals to fruition. The human psyche naturally wants to help.
Okay. Hey, next week's book club.
Yeah.
You want to give us details on what our book club is for next week?
Yes. Our next book club is by Robert B. Cialdini.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Influence.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
So that's the one we're reading.
Yeah.
So if you want to...
It's The Psychology of Persuasion. It's actually really interesting.
It's pretty similar
to
some other things we've read already.
I don't know. Some things are different. Hmm. To be fair, we're only like two chapters in.
Oh, we have so far to go.
We're listening to it on Audible, not sponsored. and we have like 8.5 hours to go. Let me even pull it up.
Do we really study now? Yeah.
Oh, we have more like 8 hours to go. Now.
We got to do an hour a day.
8 hours, yeah.
So we have to do an hour a day.
Yes.
Before next week.
We should start listening to it on our walks.
Yeah. We can put one headphone in each ear.
Put one headphone in to the earlobe.
So anyways, that's for next week. If you want to join us for that book club, if you want to read it for yourself, or if you want to read it first before you listen to the next episode, that is up to you.
Yes.
So, anything else?
No. Anything from you?
No, I think that's pretty much it, you know?
Are you going to miss the podcast?
No, because we will still be doing a podcast later on. Look, I'm trying to explain this to you. What we're going to be doing is still very similar to like what this Chatbox podcast is. It's just taking different formats. It's just going to be more work. Well, of course it's going to be more work. That's how you make things better.
It's going to be more work. I'm going to lose all my free time.
No, you won't. You'll still have a lot of free time. We just got to develop new habits. That's all. I mean, look at how much time we spend on this podcast. We spend every Sunday night doing this podcast.
It's true.
It's not even a full Sunday night either. You record, and I do everything else.
Yeah.
So.
All right, well.
I think you'll be fine.
All right. I have nothing else to say.
Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on Chatbox Podcast. You can DM us on any social media platform to see your questions or challenges featured in the show.
If you would like to support this podcast, please leave a review of the show on iTunes and share this podcast with your friends. And with that...
It's either going to be a great time or a great story.
See you next week on Chatbox.
See ya.